Cape Talk.
Barb's Wire.
Barbara Friedman, our online guru, Uhuru Guru, as we call her, with some of the trending stories. Barbara, good morning. And we start with President Trump. He's tweeted why he's told White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders not to bother with press briefings anymore.
Because, I mean, that's her job.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, people have gone onto Twitter saying, you know, we pay her $180,000 a year for this job, and she's not doing it. Anyway, he went on Twitter last night and he said that. He said, you don't have to bother because, you know, the press are so rude and inaccurate. They don't, it's all fake news. And so, you know, don't bother. And she actually hasn't done a formal press briefing for over a month. And in fact, when she does anything, it's often quite informally on the White House driveway, after the sort of TV interviews have concluded on the White House grounds. So not quite sure what her job is at the moment or what she's doing, but her boss seems to think it doesn't really matter.
Wow. Imagine we had bosses like that.
Yeah.
Just don't bother. Don't bother doing what you need to do, Barbara. We'll pay you. Just don't bother doing it.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Anyway, moving on. A video of a boulder blowing into a hotel, or plowing at least into a hotel, after he claims he wasn't paid, has gone viral.
No, it's gone huge. It's in the UK, in Liverpool. And there was this driver. He's a digger driver. You know, I'm busy posting it online if people want to go and see it.
Cool, do that.
So it's, you know, one of those diggers with a sort of metal thing that digs into things.
Yeah.
A scoop.
Yeah.
Anyway, they literally, according to one of the construction workers, put the last tile on the foyer of the Travelodge Hotel in Liverpool. And he has been so furious over what he claims are unpaid wages or pay that he goes on this rampage and he just drives the vehicle, smashes into the foyer through the glass doors. And there were workers inside who were screaming at him and saying, please stop. The one worker said, I'll give you the money myself. But he wasn't having any of it. And he just destroyed the place and then jumped off the digger and ran away. And the police are obviously looking for him. But it's gone absolutely viral because it just shows you what happens if you don't pay your workers.
Well, exactly. Reminds me of a hotel on Bloberg Beachfront. They had to close down the whole place because apparently workers weren't paid, or a company wasn't paid, and they filled all the pipes with concrete.
Goodness.
And it took a heck of a long time to fix that up. So,
sure.
And maybe there's a story. Maybe you're sitting wherever you are at the moment. You're in your car. You're busy having your cup of coffee at home and you're getting ready to go to work. You can pick up your phone and call in and talk about the day you got someone back, or a colleague of yours got a company back for treating them like beep. So, yeah, love to hear from you this morning on 021-446-0567. The final story here, a woman is planning a lavish ceremony. This is to get married to her, hold on, wait for it, drums please, duvet.
Yeah, I mean, have you noticed lately, I've done a few of these stories of people marrying weird and wonderful things. I'm not quite sure what's happening to human relations, but anyway. So, you know, obviously we all love our duvets. I mean, they are cozy, and I know it's often hard to get out of bed on early in the morning.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we love them enough to marry them. But this, look, she is an artist. So her name is Pascal Selick in the UK, and she's decided she's going to have a ceremony and marry her bed covers. She's 49 years old, and she's given an open invitation for anyone who wants to come along as she publicly declares her love for her favorite bedtime companion, which she says is the most intimate and reliable relationship she's ever had, which I kind of think makes sense for a lot of people. Anyway, she's having the ceremony at the Rougemont Gardens in Exeter, in Devon, on Sunday the 10th of February at 2 p.m., followed by a free wedding party at an art gallery in the area. But it's a kind of an art piece as well. But the dress code is dressing gowns, pajamas, onesies and slippers. And you can bring your teddy bears and your hot water bottles if it's a bit cold.
I love it. Mario, what would you marry if you could? I mean, obviously you're going to marry Megan, so we're not going to – just in another universe, you'd probably marry your turntables, right? Your what do you call it?
Yeah, my turntable, my CD players.
Your CD players and his turntable. I'd probably marry my recliner couch thingy. It's massive. It just swallows me when I get in it. So I'll marry that. What would you marry, Barbara?
I don't know. I'm trying to think about it. That's hilarious.
A pair of cozy socks, maybe? Anyway, yeah. Think about what you'd marry. You can call in as well. You maybe just WhatsApp or SMS. WhatsApp 07725671567. And, yeah, looking forward to getting those. Barbara, thanks for those great stories. Barbara Friedman there with Bob's Wife.